I'm going to speak today about, this is actually a Yahrzeit share that the Rav delivered. About Kiddush, the locha of Tima Koisho Kiddush. If you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of in Perek Chof Tes from Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam says, "When how do you make Kiddush?" And Halacha Zayin Ketu to also Lokeach Kos and Son Umavorech Al Gefen VaAchakach Mekadosh VeShosem Molei Lugmuv. And the Rambam says the same Halacha by Kiddush Rabba. If you look carefully in the Rambam, you see the Rav points out that this Halacha that you have to drink Molei Lugmuv, the Rambam mentions it by Kiddush. And he has it also by Koshel Shalbikas HaMazon. The other thing that the Ram has it unique to Kiddush and Koshel Shalbikas HaMazon, he has it one other place, is that the Ram says that it has to be Dafka Yayin. Kiddush has to be Yayin. Even though the Gemara says that Kiddush can be made, that Abdullah can be made on Chama Medina, but the Ram says Kiddush can only be made on Yayin, both Kiddush at night, and also Kiddush during the Kiddush Rabbah, and also Birkas HaMazon, the Kosher Bracha, also has to be Yayin. The Ram has one other place where he mentions that it should be Dafka Yayin. The Ram says Birkas Erisin can be made on Chama Medina, on Sheikha, but he says the Kosher Nesuin is Yayin. And Rav explained, what is the reason for this? He said the Halacha of Kiddush is that Kiddush is Koveya de Suda. And Kfiya Suda requires, Kfiya Suda, that should be a Suda Shabbos, requires that it should be Dafka introduced through Kiddush. And that requires Dafka Yayin. And that's why the Shitas Agoinim, and the Rosh Hashanah, the Ram holds that way as well, the Shitas Agoinim is that the Machzor Vitri quotes, others quoted that the halacha that you need Malei Lugmav, in Shulchan Aruch it says Malei Lugmav is the halacha by Yolkos Shavlacha. But the Goyim said that the halacha of Malei Lugmav was a halacha said only by Kiddush. So I said, why Dafka by Kiddush? Not other, because Kiddush is Koveya de Suda. How do we know that Kiddush is Koveya de Suda? So he said, first of all, we see it in the Gemara in Pesachim, because the Gemara says, is what happens if a person was eating a meal. He started a meal early enough, so he's eating be'etah. Comes Shabbos, and he's continuing. What should he do now? So there's machloek tanoim, there's a gemara in Pesachim Daf Kufhei. Rabbi Yossi says that you can continue eating, and you'll make Kiddush at the end. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to stop the meal, bench, be'oike the shulchan, bench, and then make Kiddush and pursue the Shabbos. So the Rav explained, what's the Peshat here? And Shmuel says, not like either one, Shmuel says, your poem is Mapa Makadosh. You don't have to bench, but your poem is Mapa, and then you say Kiddush. So the Rav explained, that the halacha here is that Kiddush has to introduce the Suda Shabbos. That's really inherent in the halacha of Shmuel, that Shmuel says that you have to make Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Why does Kiddush have to say Dafka B'Makom Suda? Because Kiddush is Koveya the Suda. It establishes the Suda as the Suda Shabbos. So the question is, this Suda now that's beginning, because I'm continuing now to eat, if I were to continue now, is that called the Suda Shabbos? Rabbi Yossi says, no, since he started Behet, it's not called the Suda Shabbos. So I can make the Kiddush at the end. I don't have to stop the meal at all. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just like Shabbos... it's Koveya for Maisa, Shabbos is also Koveya for the Suda, and establish the Suda as you continue to eat as a Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos has to be introduced by Kiddush. It's interesting, and therefore you have to stop the meal, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and you have to stop the meal, bench, and say Kiddush. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Shmuel says, not like either one, it's sufficient if you just promise Mapu Makadosh. So you see that Kiddush is Koveya the Suda, and with the, a few layers to this are, first of all, the Gemara has a shaila whether if Ta'om, whether you be Kaddish or not. What if I ate before the Kiddush? Can I still say Kiddush? So the halacha is that I can't say Kiddush. But what's the svara that I shouldn't be able to say Kiddush? Because if I was over at an Isur of eating before Kiddush, because it's a different limits to whole Kiddush. And what's the whole halacha of Te'ima before Kiddush? We don't understand the halacha. By many mitzvahs, there's a halacha you can't have a suda. Shemi moshechacha sudaso. But why is the halacha that you can't be toyim before Kiddush? So I said that the pshat is because Kiddush has to introduce the suda. And he always quotes, and he was very makbid about this one. Tosfos quotes from Rachoy Gaon that you should have nothing on the table before you make Kiddush. Everything has to be brought onto the table subsequently. I know I was told, some members of the RCA told me that once they had an RCA convention at the Pine View, and the Rav, of course, was the speaker, it was Shabbos. The Rav came for Shabbos, and this was the Pine View. The table was set, you know, with the basics, you know, the soda, the pickles, or the kvilta fish was on it. And the Rav was hysterical about it. What is going on? What about the Smuchai? He made them cover, take everything off the table, or cover everything up, delay the entire meal, because he was very, so he said, what is that based on? Because Kiddush introduces Suda Shabbos. And that's why halacha is that if you can't eat before, it's not Suda, even you can't eat anything before. Why, Tom, you can't eat before Kiddush? Because Kiddush is the kovei of Suda Shabbos, and therefore nothing can come prior to the Kiddush. V'ho'vaya, that the Rav said, you see that the Gemara says, if a person prefers bread to wine, he can make Kiddush on bread. So the question is, since it's halacha, that Kiddush has to be said al hayayin, according to some Rishonim, and maybe even a Deraisa, some Kuvayim, maybe according to Rashi, maybe a Deraisa. So, but it's certainly to a bond that Kiddush has to be said on the Ram, and the Ram says Kiddush is dafka al hayayin. Chlam and din is out. So what's this halacha that if you like if you like bread, you can make Kiddush on bread? Where's the tziruf? Gershon Sachs from Avraham once told me that his grandfather, Chofetz Chaim, always used to make Kiddush on pas because he was very poor. It was very hard to get wine. They only had raisin wine. And he had a little bit of a shayla, so he always used to make Kiddush dafkan on pas. For why pas? What's the tziruf? So the answer is because pas also is shayat kfiya suda. And that's why the halacha is that if you prefer pas, also the Kiddush Mitzvah and Chal on that. Because this halacha relates not only to Kiddush, it also relates to kosher bracha at the end. Why? Where's the Kriya Suda at the end? It's retroactive, it's after the fact. So I said, no, that the halacha of, even though it's after the benching, you're going to drink, and there's halacha also you have to drink, that's part of the halacha of the Kriya Suda. He said that the kfiyus is chal before and after. Namely, the halacha that because a Muslim is set on a coast is part of the kiyum of Suda. The halaya, he said, you see that the halacha is at the Seder, we have four kosos. So one of the kosos is benching. Everything that's a kois of one of the Dal koises means that it itself is a kiyum of Leil HaSeder. It's kiyum Pesach. It's kiyum HaSipitzis Mitzrayim. So Kiddush, the Rav said, Kiddush, we understand. That's a kiyum HaSipitzis Mitzrayim. The text of the Kiddush speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Beyond that, the Ram says that the mitzvah Zohar, the mitzvah of Vigatul Bincha has learned. The bits of Sibit Yisrael is not learned from Gadot or Bincha, but it's learned from Zochas Yom Shabbat Mitzrayim, right? So Kemoshi Nehmeh Zochas Yom Shabbos Tekacho. What's the identity? What's the association? Because just the role of Kiddush is to distinguish that this night, namely the night of Shabbos, is unique and special, therefore requires Divrei Shevach. Also the night of Pesach is a unique night, and that's demonstrated by the Kiddush. So that's Chal. There's a relationship to Kiddush. The Magid will understand. The Hal at the end also. But where's the special kiyum of the benching? So the Rav said, because the Suda is a special Suda of Pesach. it has to according to Mam, the whole Suda is Nechobah b'Mesubin. It's a Kiyum of Cheres. Since the Suda is a Suda's Pesach, so the benching, which is a Kiyum of the Suda, is also an integral part of the Suda, and is as is the Kos, because that's part of the Kiyum Suda. The whole discussion about Suda, if a person forgets to say Ritzei, for example, for Shabbos, or if he forgets to say Yalav Yovel on Yontif, that's because that's part of the Kiyum Suda. What he's missing is, it's not just the Me'ein HaMa'ora. What he's missing is, it's in the Kiyum Suda. For Halai, the Gemara says that for Yalav Yovel, Chathili, you should say B'liku, it's not Ma'akev. Why is it not Ma'akev? Yalav Yovel Rosh Chodesh, because Iboy Ochel, you love Boy Lochel. What do you mean Iboy Ochel? So, but Rosh Chodesh, we, in the Davening, we do mention this. It's part of Me'ein HaMa'ora. Yalav Yovel is Ma'akev in Shimon Esrei. Why not in the Suda? Because the thing that's Ma'akev in the Suda is the Kiyum Suda. Since the whole Suda is not required, Ipoy Ochil, if you want, so then the Yalav Yovel is not Ma'akev. But Shabbos, that you acquired to have a Suda, if you didn't say, let's say, what's missing is the Kiyum Suda. And since it's a Kiyum Suda, it also acquires Dafka Yayin. The only other place that we find it, the Rav said, is Nesuin. Why? As opposed to Ersin? Because Nesuin generally went with the Suda's Nesuin, and that's why the Ram says it should be said Alayayin as opposed to the Birkas Erison. My son was at a Seder, we're talking about when everybody is sitting at the Seder, everybody makes their own Kiddush. So, let's say a person has a minig to sit for the Kiddush. That's because Kiddush requires to be said the Seder to be able to see somebody else. What about if you're not being able to see anybody else? You're saying it for yourself. So the answer is that also requires that it should be said by a Seba, because it's a Kiyum in the Suda. And the Suda requires, since it's part of the Kriya Suda, that also requires that it should be said by a Seba, even if you're not being Motzi anybody else. The Rav said, just one other thing with this, I wanted to mention, the Rabbi said that it could, that Rav Chaim said that the Yayin, the Birkas Yayin, the Bracha, and as relates to benching, is an integral part of the Kiddush itself. And he said, even if, for example, and therefore his minig was, I assume presumably based on Rav Chaim, that he said, the Rav used to sit for Kiddush, but Favdala used to stand. And he said, but for Kiddush he sat, well, I gave you one reason also because it's part of the Suda, but he said beyond that, he sat for Kiddush because the Yayin has to be a truth to everybody else, because that's part of the Kiddush. The Yayin in Havdol, he said, it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. It's just, it's because if you can drink the wine, he said, Allah Kos, you have to say a Birkas Yayin. But if a person didn't hear the Birkas Yayin, he would have been Yotze to Havdol as well. So for that, he could stand. It's not material to the other person. Masha Ein Kein, Kiddush, the Yayin is an integral part of the Kiddush. So Chaim said, this is Machlok Shushenu about this. Let's say a person said, started the Suda before Shabbos. There's Machlok's Tosfos in the Ramban about this. That's in the Rif. And he said before Shabbos he made a boy Kriya Gofen. He's continuing the meal. Now he's Poyvus Mappa and he has to say Kiddush. Does he have to say another boy Kriya Gofen? In Hilchus Birkas Anenu, he shouldn't have to say it. He already said a Birkas Anenu, boy Kriya Gofen. So this is Machlok's Rishonim. And Rabbi Tzvi, why is saying another Birkas boy Kriya Gofen? Because the boy Kriya Gofen is an essential ingredient in the Kiddush. Even those who disagree, it's an essential reading when you need the heter of the boy Kriya Gofen. But the heter was very chal before, so then you can, those who shun hold, suffice it that you don't have to say it again. Right. That's one thing I wanted to say for the Rav. I just want to say, just speak about the Rav, if I may, for just 2 minutes, a little bit about him, because I was writing an article about something, and I was thinking about the Rav, and I was thinking about my own experiences my first year in the Rav Shir. My first year in the Rav Shir was in 1966. It was, I'd heard the Rav Shir, I used to go previously to Maria for several years when I was in high school, and I used to Gan V'Rayin and other times to hear the Rav, but this was my first year in the Rav Shir. It was the year he was learning Bava Vasra, and it was an extremely difficult and disrupted year because his Rebbetzin was very sick. And the first year when he was learning Bava Vasra, he only said 2 shurim a week. He would fly back and forth every day to be near his wife. His wife was sick with Hodgkin's disease. And then when the condition worsened, he, for the second day he didn't come in at all. and his Rebbetzin was Nifter on Tainus Esther that year. It was a very difficult year for him because he had, as he always said, it was the year of his triple Avelis. His mother passed away, then his brother, Dr. Soloveitchik, and then his mother, and then his wife. And you saw in the Rav when he, there were certain dimensions about him. Anybody, I've said this many times, but I think this is a fact. Anybody who ever heard the Rav, the first time he ever heard a shir of the Rav, he will never forget that shir. That experience is sort of seared in his soul. It changed, he sort of molded the way you think. And it just changed your the way you approach the sugya. It was just so, it was so mind expanding that it was a very special and exhilarating experience. But the other thing about, that I learned about that year, you know, the Rav is famous for that certain mitzvahs are not just an external act, a maisa mitzvah, but the external act, the maisa mitzvah, represents a kiyum shebelev. Kriya Shema is like, and the Ram actually, the Rav points out, sometimes distinguishes in the Koteret, in the Halachas, in the Yad HaChazaka, he refers to the kiyum shebelev, and in the Halachas, he refers to the maisa mitzvah. Tshuva is an example of that. The maisa mitzvah is vidui, the kiyum hamitzvah is tshuva. Tefillah is like that. The Pula Samitzah is saying the Shemoneh Esrei. The Kiyum is a Kiyum of Avodah Shebelev, standing before the Rosh Hashanah. And Avelus, of course, is the primary example of that. The Maisa Samitzah is the Yud Aleph Hilchas Avelus, but the Kiyum is a Kiyum Shebelev. And you saw that in the Rav. It was, he lived it in a very dramatic way. I remember I went to visit the Rav when he was sitting Shiva. It was Shushan Purim, and there's a shiloh where the Ramos says you don't sit the Shiva Shushan Purim, Stephen Mechav about it. But I remember the Ramos said, just for him, there's just no other alternative. And so he sat Shiva, and when he came back, he wore his beggar that was torn, and it was after the Shiva. And he said, even though he knew that it wasn't required, maybe it was meaningless even. And meaningless, but it was certainly not required. But he said, you know, that's what Avelis is. He demonstrated this kiyum shebelev. But the thing that always struck anybody who was in the Rav Shir was this was the Isha Halacha. Everything he thought was, you know, was within the constructs of the Halacha. And, you know, people didn't know the Rav, didn't hear the Rav. You know, they can extrapolate whatever they want about him. They can make him into a Kierkegaard. But it's just not what he was, and that's not the way he viewed himself. I remember he once, when I was at the yeshiva, he spoke for the students of University of Pennsylvania. And in the advertising, the way he was heralded was, you know, Rabbi Soloveitchik, the great theologian. And he was very annoyed about it. And he told them to change it. You know, he's not a theologian. He's a Talmud Chacham. And even though indeed he was the greatest Jewish theologian of his time, even though it's a fact, obviously, a person would be ignorant to think that the Rav wasn't, you know, committed to Wissenschaft and was enormously well read. But in all the years that I was in his shir, and it was close to 20 years, I never ever heard him use the expression Torah Ma'adah Synthesis or anything like that, or Plastic Taz on the Pef. I never heard it. I only heard Shach and Taz. The most powerful presence in the shir with the Rav was always, you know, I used to say, you heard from Tatum, Nam, from Zayd. It was the Zayd, it was Reb Chaim. And, you know, I remember him saying once that Reb Chaim was the greatest mind of his time. And I said, I don't mean he was the greatest Jewish mind of his time. He was the greatest mind of his time. I mean, the man he modeled himself after, and who the Isha Halacha is modeled after, is obviously Reb Chaim. You know, we know that the Rav was the honorary president of Mizrahi. But when they had I remember after it must have been after the Six-Day War, or a year after, they had a parade in Yerushalayim. He was furious, steaming about it. And I just want to tell of one hesped that the Rav said. It was the hesped that he gave for his brother, Dr. Soloveitchik, that year. It was a very poignant and moving hesped, but also very instructive. It was poignant because Dr. Soloveitchik, the reality was he had a very sad life. And the Rav Hesped, I remembered, like, as he was standing there in Lampert Auditorium, he said over the Hesped that the Beis Halevi gave for Rav Yaakov Gesundheit. Rav Yaakov Gesundheit, the first Yaakov classical sefer, we all know it from Gittin, was the Rav of Warsaw, of Varsha. And he was dethroned as Rav by Kabbal of the Chassidim. The truth is the truth. So, and he died after that, a broken man. And the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yeshaber, the Rav's namesake, came to be Masbid. And the Rav said, this was the Hesper that he gave. He said that it says in the Navi that when Zidkiyahu was in jail, imprisoned by Nebuchadnezzar, so Yirmiyahu HaNavi comes to him to console him. He's in the most desperate situation. His children have been murdered in front of him. He's been blinded. He ultimately dies in prison, Zidkiyahu, the remnant of Malchus Beis David. And he tells him, "B'misrufos avosecha harishonim asher hayu lefanecha yisrufulach. Ha'on odon yikrulach. That they will make bonfires to you as they did to your forefathers of Malchus Beis David. When a king of Malchus Beis David dies, they burn all his effects. Sofen alam alochim." What is going on here? It is complete contradiction to the reality. Beis Halevi says, Yirmiyahu is talking to Tzidkiyahu. He will never return to his realm. He will never be king again. And he says that you will go, they will burn fires to you like the kings of old. They will call you a great king again. What is Yirmiyahu trying to communicate to Tzidkiyahu? It's such contradiction to the reality surrounding him. He's incarcerated. He's lost his kingdom. He's lost his children. He's lost everything. So the Beis Halevi said, Yirmiyahu was telling him, Tzidkiyahu, and the Rav said in Yiddish, when you gate to Olam HaEmes, you gate nit als hedjet. When you go to the Olam HaEmes, I don't have as much confidence as Rabbi Chalap has in you. When you go to Olam HaEmes, you don't go as hedjet, as a simple person, a commoner. You gate als melech, you go as king. Tale from Malchus Beis David, part of Malchus Beis David. And Beis Halevi said about Rabbi Yaakov Gesundtai, Rabbi Yaakov Gesundtai, when you gate to Olam HaEmes, when you go to Olam HaEmes, you gate it al Hedjit, you gate al Varsha Varav. You'll go also as the Rav of Varsha. And then he said about his brother, Dr. Soloveitchik, it was so instructive. He said, my brother Shmuel, when er gate to Olam HaEmes, now as he goes to Olam HaEmes, he doesn't go as a scientist, as a great chemist. He goes as a lamdin, als tale for Beis Halav, part of the Beis Halav. That's the way the Rav viewed himself. He didn't mean chas v'shalom to negate that he knew that his brother was a prominent chemist and scientist. He was. But in the Rav's value system, and what he wanted to preserve, and which he did so successfully, it was the Nesoira. The Mesorah of the Rambam and the Shach and the Taz and Rav Chaim, of course, of Brisk. That's who he was. Any other view of him is a complete distortion. I don't mean to say he wasn't a great theologian. He was an enormous mind. And he was interested in many things. And they were important to him. And he was an important philosopher. You know, and his work was informed by Otto and Kierkegaard, but if you asked him who was, you know, where do you think it was a Jewish philosopher, he always said the Rambam wasn't as authentic a philosophical work, the Maon Avuchim, as the Ramban in terms of Jewish thought. That's who the Rav was, and it was because he was so endowed with all these other qualities that quality of brisk that he preserved within our yeshiva. And more broadly within the American Jewish community, that's why it rang so true, because it was so true in him. And to that endeavor, he brought all his extraordinary qualities, just an absolutely stunning mind. It was just to be in his orbit, everybody had this, the same experience. Just so extraordinarily brilliant and so gifted in terms of how he can communicate, his eloquence and his sensitive soul, which I spoke about in the Kim Shibaleb. All those enormous gifts he brought to this one endeavor, and that one endeavor was to preserve the Messiah.